My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfound and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
First Lady Melania Trump a couple hours ago. Here's a story at InfoWars. Watch. First Lady Melania Trump formally addresses rumors of relationship with Epstein. But I wouldn't even say that's what she was doing. I mean, she did address that and basically just said they're smearing us and we have nothing to do with this. But more importantly, I think, is the fact that she called for the investigation. That didn't read to me like a defense of accusations. That was her laying the groundwork going, first of all, they're lying. If they say I had anything to do with this, I want this dude found. I want his associates arrested. Now, interestingly, I mean, this whole Epstein saga with Donald Trump has been about as inexplicable as the Iran war is, meaning that it's Israel, meaning that it's all mysterious and confusing because it's Israel and the media won't tell us the truth about it. But it's really interesting because as she is giving this presentation, Donald Trump's apparently composing a page-long Truth Social post specifically about the very people that uncovered Jeffrey Epstein in the first place, like Alex Jones, who was reporting on Jeffrey Epstein decades ago before anybody else knew who he was and before he'd been arrested for the second and final time. So I guess Melania's on our side. I guess Melania's not MAGA either. I guess you got Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, and Melania Trump, and all of the actual American conservatives who don't want to see our country torn apart for the sake of a foreign genocidal ethnostate called Israel. So it's just sad. It's just pathetic. The saddest, most pathetic thing about all of it is he could just do the right thing. And wouldn't be an issue, and he'd probably go down as the greatest president of our lifetime. He's chosen to